This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we are very happy to have Chuck Carman here, the Executive Director of the Epilepsy Association of Central Florida. We would like you to start out by telling us a little bit about the Epilepsy Association.
Well, 1 in 10 people have a seizure during their lifetime, and 1 in 26 people develop epilepsy, which is the condition of reoccurring seizures. We've been around for 54 years as a local nonprofit. We have an office right down the road here in Melbourne with case managers, and we provide case management services for the improved quality of life of people. But more than that, we provide free medical care for those that have no access for their epilepsy care.
You have a walk coming up. Is this an annual thing?
We do. We've been doing it 10 years now here in Brevard County. It's our annual Brevard County Epilepsy Walk. It'll be on Saturday, October 20th at Wickham Park. Registration 9 in the morning. We walk and we'll be done by noon, but we have live music and food and fun for the kids, and it's a great family time. Whether you're affected by epilepsy or not, please come out and join us. This is our one big event here in Brevard County.
Do people pre-register? Do they get people to pledge a certain amount, a mile, or how's it work?
Well, what we do is there is a website. Mm-hmm. It's just brevardepilepsywalk.com. And a person can register, walk, or start a team. And it helps them even create their own web page. And they can send that out to their friends to create donations in support of them, in support of us. There is no fee to walk like other walks. We don't charge. But we hope people will help us raise money. And if they raise $30 more, we give them a free special event T-shirt on top of that.
So they can get a team together of a group of people they work with or friends or their bridge team or their surf
club. Absolutely, Terry. And bring your friends, your family, your work associates, and come and have a great time. We really do. I mean, Brevard County has been wonderful to us. The sheriff's department comes. Sometimes they'll fly in a helicopter and land for the kids. And they brought dogs and they brought horses. And we usually have live music at all of them and food and popcorn and ice cream. So it is a wonderful family, just a family fun event that morning.
All right. And there'll be information at the event about your association and how people can get involved or...
Yes, we'll have our information. But on top of that, we have wonderful sponsors and they'll have education tables there so people can understand this condition, epilepsy, that affects so many people. In fact, Terry, more people will die this year from epilepsy than breast cancer, but it's not talked about. It's kept very, very quiet. So that's one reason why we do an awareness event like this. It's not there just to raise money. It's there for awareness and to educate the community as well.
And do you also fund any research as to the cause?
We do. We're always looking for answers for that. And we also, besides our association, have a foundation. And the foundation funds scholarships for those affected by epilepsy to advance their education. And we have also donated money for research programs at different colleges and institutions around Florida and even some beyond Florida, up in Alabama, University of Alabama as well, doing some research.
Once again, this is the Brevard County Epilepsy Walk. Happens on Saturday, October 20th. And pretty much anybody can do this.
Like anybody to come out. And we don't even have how many miles. Just walk and have a good time. Do as much as you want.
That's very cool. If you'd like more information or to register or set up your own team, you go to
BrevardEpilepsyWalk.com.
Well, we hope everyone will come out on Saturday, October 20th. And if you get an email from somebody and ask you to sponsor them, sign up.
We appreciate that. And we appreciate WFIT inviting us here. Thank you so much, Terry.
All right. Thank you.